I'm sure some of you, along with myself, have seen the movie A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Tom Hanks does a wonderful job of portraying Fred Rogers. However, the main character in the movie is not Fred Rogers. It is Lloyd Vogel. Lloyd Vogel is an investigative, harsh reporter for the Esquire magazine. And his editor, to kind of calm him down in his interviewing, gives him, as the movie says, a puff assignment to go interview Fred Rogers. Fred Rogers' producer says, "Don't do the interview. We know why this guy writes and know what he does to people." However, Fred Rogers invites Lloyd Vogel to his studio and to his home in Pittsburgh for the interview. Begrudgingly, Lloyd Vogel is going to go and interview Fred Rogers and get to the real truth about this man transitioning from a minister to a TV show. And yet Lloyd Vogel is no match for Fred Rogers' kindness and compassion. In the movie, Lloyd Vogel is dealing with his own anger towards his father and his own struggle with trying to see if he can be a father to his new child. It is the struggle and anger that Lloyd Vogel is hanging on to because his father walked out on the family when his wife and their mother was dying. And it is that struggle that Lloyd has to wonder, can he be a caring father? Can he be connected to his child? Can he be the loving husband? Can he come to that point where he is to forgive his father and be the forgiving son? And as the movie goes on, you see and hear the conversations between Fred Rogers and Lloyd Vogel, how that transitions, and how the patience and kindness brings about the realization of how Lloyd Vogel can be all of that. There is one scene in the movie where Lloyd Vogel is still angry about this assignment and is doing everything he can to discredit Fred Rogers. He believes that there cannot be such a person in life who is this patient and this kind. And in that scene, this is the dialogue. Fred Rogers says, "Look at us. I've just met you. But I am investing in who you are and who you will be. And I can't help it." And Lloyd says he begins to get it. He says, "You love broken people like me." That interaction, that change in Lloyd Vogel is transfiguration. It is the realization that in Lloyd Vogel's life, he comes to understand the love that is within him and the goodwill that is within him, and all that that was buried can now be brought forth and healed and changed in becoming a new man. You and I have many transfiguring moments in our life. Moments when you and I realize the love of God that is in our life, the love of God within us, and the love of God that we are to bring into the lives of others. It is those moments when we stand in grace. It's those moments when, like the first reading, we are blessed It's that moment when, just like the three in the gospel, we say, Lord, it is good that I am here. And it's those moments when, like that second reading, there are the hardships and the struggles in our life, and in those hardships and struggles, we know the presence of God. We have transfiguring, transforming moments in our life. They're not going to be as intense as it was in the gospel. They are the moments, like if you rose early this morning to see the beauty of the sunrise. It's that moment of joy that you experience in your life, maybe at the birth of a child. It's that moment of prayer that moves you in a new way. It's that moment of that sense of God that, as some say, is that God moment in our life that you never knew existed. They are the transforming, transfiguring moments in our life. In those other moments, they're the moments that Abram and Sarah had in their experience. It's the moments when you and I are told, God's with us. God said to Abram and Sarah, walk with me. God is saying to us, walk with me. Have faith in me. Even at the moments and times when we're not sure where we're going, what we have to decide, what's going to happen, we're being told, walk with me. Faith is not just primarily a bunch of rituals and rules. It is about God saying, walk with me. I'm with you. And Jesus reached out, and God reached out and said to the people in our scripture, fear not, I'm with you. That's the same for you and me. And then it is our call to be those transforming agents in the lives of other people, to take what we have been blessed with and bless others, to be that moment of grace in the life of others, to be living out our mission statement to love, to serve, to be hope. That's why those bracelets, those wristbands are in the baskets with our name and our mission statement for us to take. That during this Lent we wear them and we remember to stand in grace and be grace. To transform people's lives from that sadness to joy, from that disappointment to hope, from that hurt to healing, from that isolation to community. To be those who reach out and bring to others what they need to transform their lives as God and Jesus reaches out to us. So for our prayer this week, who has been a blessing in your life? How have you been a blessing to someone? And then second of all, if there's something, and I think most of us are dealing with something, let that phrase that was given to Abram and Sarah, let it be our phrase as we deal with that. God walks with us. God is faithful to us. Let God walk with us through the week. Let's pray with that as we go into the week.